And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Did you fellas arrive late at the studio, or did we start the show too early for you? I noticed you were reading there as we went out the air.
Well, there were some things we were going over, Wally. Some accident important items that we wanted to check before we went on the air.
Business matters, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Incidentally, we had a lot of nice comment on the way you handled the commercial yesterday.
Hey, swell. I thought maybe it was a new branch of show business for me.
Well, you didn't you start off as an announcer, Wally, and
graduated? I started as an announcer and came into the personal interviewing end of it a little bit later.
And the spot news coverage and all. I remember some wonderful...
Well, at that time, of course, I hadn't had the operation. And they said my voice was a little bit of a setback of the news.
Well, what was that, your...
Adenoids.
Adenoids.
Well, now that they're fixed, I feel that I can tackle... most any of these little chores you want to hand out.
I think maybe you ought to qualify that. Fixed as best they can be. I think probably that's what the doctor
said. What, the commercials? They're not fixed.
No, the adenoids.
Oh!
Your adenoids are fixed, right?
Yes.
Right.
But I was told.
I was afraid of that.
But you did have a good report on it, huh?
Very, very nice. The people who have the account, the agency called and said terrific. Wonderful.
All right.
You had a nice reading, and the way you said certain things, like rinse.
Well, I do that on commercials, yes.
Gives you a very tony effect.
Drain. Tell the drain.
Drain, that's a...
Drain, it's hard to do.
Drain.
Hard to do, but it's the mark of a true professional.
That's right, rolling your R's. Rinse.
True.
Yeah. Friends, the Bob and Ray calendars, they're out and in the mail. Those of you, remember, you had to get your order in by last August 15th. We've mailed them. Now, fortunately, they were no sooner in the mail than someone in the office, I think it was Wilbert Conley, came up and said, Bob and Ray, have you mailed all the calendars?
He was smiling. It wasn't like he was trying to call attention to an error.
No, I had no idea what was in store. I thought it would be something humorous that had happened probably at the mailing room.
Oh, I thought he was trying to correct us.
Yeah. And then we said, they're all gone out, Wilbur. So what?
Wilbur, we said.
And we were caught up in the spirit of the smiling, and we laughed, too.
Well, we sat there for 2 or 3 minutes and laughed.
So, really, for the price you paid and all...
Yeah,
no,
well, actually,
you know?
If you think about it, it's only the months when a holiday comes that it makes any difference anyway.
Right. Okay, then. Well, if you have any further questions, you'd be sure and write to Bob, because I've more or less tossed him that.
And you just continue to take Sundays and Mondays off as your days off.
Right. Now it's time to get out of the audience. How would you tell me?
I'd love to, because
and
we have
another one, and we can all play back and forth.
Well, good.
Good idea?
Yeah. You want to be first, or shall I be first? Could I have a word with you, sir?
Yeah.
I thought it might be fun if we asked some of our audience members today what was the worst gift they ever received and what was the best thing they ever received.
Well, it's hard to remember. You mean including childhood? Because,
I don't think childhood we ever receive anything we don't
I got like. A terrific pair of cowboy pants when I was a kid with real fur.
Well, that stands out in your memory. But, I mean, as an adult, maybe, that's the time when gifts are a little difficult to pick out, you know?
Well, I think the best one... Oh, boy,
the son of a sticker. Maybe we should have told you all before I went on the air, and then you could have been thinking about it. It would have saved a lot of time, because we're losing.
I had a nice sport shirt one time, and it was 2 years ago, and the reason I liked it fit perfectly, and I liked the design on it, and it was a sport shirt that had tails. Stands out in my mind as a person thought enough to spend a little money to put a tail on it, and it probably cost a little more that way.
Well, have you been able to wear it anywhere where it fit? I mean, it wouldn't really look well at a sports gathering to have the tail of your shirt out, would it? On the other hand, at a fancy ball, it wouldn't...
I don't mean that you wear the tail of the shirt out. It makes it fit better.
Oh, I see.
And I like that. Now, the worst gift I ever got was... a sports shirt, and it had a tail on it, but it was...
Can you speed it up a little bit? Because I noticed they're signaling to me from on stage that...
And they're holding their nose.
It was
that
all over.
They're holding their nose.
I know. Let's just wrap it up and say that you are how old, sir? 42 on your card here? And you go to Anaheim High School, is that it? I want to thank you very much for being here with us today. Give our best to your teacher, and and I'm saying that over my shoulder to him as I go back on the stage.
Bob, are you going to talk to some of the folks here?
I don't know whether we have time.
How about you, buddy?
Yes.
Did you, you had a chance, while the other fellow was goofing his, chance to think of the worst?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And how about the best one?
What do you want, the worst or the best?
Worst, please. Because the best, I think, probably would be dull. The worst one is probably would be funny.
Funny what?
Funny, I mean, it'd be comical. The worst gift you ever got. You're holding the nose in the control.
Oh, memory course, you mean?
Yes.
How to improve my memory.
Oh, well, I can see that that didn't work. Is that right?
What?
Back upstage now to my broadcasting buddy.
Right, Ray.
Gil Arion.
I've got it here, Al Schaefer.
Schaefer.
And a real pleasure to be back on the Bob and Ray stage here again. I think a lot of you wonder just what the stage looks like. We refer to it so often. With a great curtain behind us, with a big
PNR
on it.
I'd like to remind you that we would like to take just a second to tell you about yours truly, Johnny Dollar. See, Bob?
Yes. Johnny's the ace insurance investigator with the action-packed expense account. That was in
here. Yeah. Let's set the theme for this show. See, Johnny has just surprised a yegg hard at work on the safe. Now, the crook world snatches something from the safecracker's kit and threatens...
All right, Dollar, stand back. I got enough soup in the flask here to blow us both to kingdom come.
To which Johnny asks,
what kind of soup?
Chicken gumbo.
So be sure to hear this or some other gripping grammar on yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Bob keeps thinking it was mock turtle soup the guy had.
And you keep saying you've got to listen and find out, right? Your vote's for a split tea.
Right. Standing feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled The Smell of Malt, is taken from book VI, chapter IV, pages 11, 12, and 18. It's mid-morning as we look in on the family now, and we find Father standing close to the cellar door.
Andy, what's that hammering down the cellar?
Jack, he's been down there about 3 days.
Yeah. Went right down there as soon as he got into town, didn't he?
Don't know what in the world he was doing.
Yeah.
But you know, I think you've always said you thought you'd like to finish off the cellar.
Yeah. You don't suppose he's planning to surprise me with a game room, do you?
That's what I was going to say. He probably wants to surprise you by finishing off the cellar, but it's something you can't do quietly, certainly.
Yeah. Why don't we call him up and see what he's doing?
All right. Hand the phone.
No, I mean, I'll just open the door and yell down cellar. To
Jack?
Jack. Oh, Jack.
Yeah?
It's me, Father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy. Look it down.
Hey, no, but we've been rather disturbed
by... Get up there! Look it down!
We're not coming down, Jack.
Okay.
It's just the pounding that's been going on down there.
Well, I'm,
It's been rather distracting to us when we've wanted to sit here doing crossword puzzles and reading.
I'm just trying to... make something here.
You're not planning a surprise for me, are you, Jack?
Yes, I am.
He is planning a surprise, Daddy. This is it.
That lovely. Jack, come on up here and have a bite to eat.
Yes, why don't you come
up here? I'll be up in a little while. A little while.
Well, you certainly have been busy for 3 days down there, Jack. What could be taking so long?
Close the door, will you, Gramps? Dry up.
Boy... I don't know what I'll do with it.
You smell malt or something like that.
Yeah, I did notice a rather strong odor, Fanny. Have ever since I passed the cellar door.
Makes me a headache. Yeah.
Listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a sustained feature on the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled The Smell of Malt, is taken from book VI, chapter IV, pages 11, 12, and 18. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
I Now that I think about it, I got a brass cannon one Christmas, a small one.
Oh, yeah, we're still asking members of the audience about unusual gift services.
It's pretty interesting.
Would you place that in the category of the best or the worst?
I don't know where to place it. I have it on the mantle now.
What do you do with it?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had the thing bored out so it handles grape shot. And I keep it up over the doorway, aiming at my den, so that the kids and people like that won't go in and mess around.
Would make a good takeaway, I would think, too. But on the other hand, it's all what you want to do with a thing like that.
Actually, that's probably true. I just wanted to help you out. I know you were stuck on that problem earlier in the show.
Well, we were, but I think we had some good answers. Well, it's about time to go, is it?
Looks like it, yeah. But we'll have a good word for you in just 10 seconds. Now, here's Bob with a good word.
It is, Larry.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.